Welcome to our Blue Papers podcast edition. Blue Papers are our version of white papers here at Foreign Print. They cover a wide range of business topics, all with an aim to help your organization succeed. This is episode number 131, Becoming an Employer of Choice. This episode is presented by Foreign Print Incorporated marketing associate, Guinevere Thompson.
Becoming an Employer of Choice, a cure for the workforce blues. Forget about the flu. Employee dissatisfaction is a bigger epidemic infiltrating the workforce. In fact, some are calling it a crisis, since research shows that over half of U.S. workers hate their job. Put bluntly, that means if you ask half the population if they like their work, there's a 50% chance they'll say no. Other research shows that only 3 in 10 workers are happy in their jobs. Exactly how bad is the outbreak of employee dissatisfaction? According to the 2013 State of the American Workplace report from Gallup, 70% of workers are either not engaged or actively disengaged in their jobs. In a similar survey from Right Management Consultants, 84% of employees reported feeling trapped in their job and want to find a new position elsewhere. Even more discouraging is the fact that despite the attention companies have given to employee engagement and satisfaction programs, this number hasn't changed much since Gallup and others started asking these questions 2 decades ago. What do unhappy employees cost your organization? Research shows that lack of employee engagement will cost businesses upwards of $300 billion in 2013. Other research shows the lack of productivity that results from employee disengagement is about $550 billion annually. And when an employee leaves, it costs an average of 1/5 of the employee's salary to find a replacement, and that does not include the loss in productivity. Add that to the fact that approximately 2 million Americans quit their jobs every month, and you'll start to grasp the impact of this virus in the workplace. No doubt you've seen the Fortune 100 Best Companies to Work For list, but did you know that there's a defined return on investment on investing in a high-trust workplace culture? According to Great Place to Work Institute, which works with Fortune to develop the list, after conducting 30 years of research in 40 countries, great workplaces enjoy significantly lower turnover and better financial performance than industry peers. There are additional benefits, too. Companies that make the list report industry-specific benefits, including reduced shrinkage, improved track records on safety, higher patient satisfaction, better quality job applicants, and more. In a way, the remedy is in the hands of your organization. Become an employer of choice, and you'll cure disengagement and dissatisfaction among your workforce. It may be a tough pill to swallow, but companies that have happy employees are more productive and profitable. They attract and retain talented employees, and that not only saves money on recruiting and hiring costs, but it helps grow the bottom line. In fact, companies with engaged workers have 6% higher net profit margins and 5 times higher shareholder returns. If you're looking for a company that epitomizes employee health and prosperity, look no further than the business analytics leader, SAS. SAS has made the list every year since it appeared in 1998 and has been on the top 10 list for the past 10 years. In 2013, it was even named the world's best multinational workplace. According to CEO Jim Goodnight, our ability to attract and keep creative employees directly contributes to SAS's consistent revenue growth, profitability, and industry-leading products and solutions. As the organization noted in a press release this year, the organization believes that a happy and healthy workforce drives the innovation that supports SAS's leadership. The SAS business model is simple. Satisfied employees create satisfied customers. If you look at SAS's corporate performance, it's easy to see that a healthy workforce is lucrative. In fact, SAS has produced record profits for 37 consecutive years. In addition, the company has an extraordinarily low annual turnover rate of just 3%, compared to an industry average of 22%. SAS receives 100 applications for every open position, and as a result, the company is able to hire and keep the best people. The company attributes its profitable history to an emphasis on trust, generosity, and work-life balance. Instead of spending money on headhunters, training, and restoring lost productivity, SAS uses funds to further enhance the work-life experience of employees. So, how can your company become the one employees vie to work for? Is there a vaccine that can help keep your employees happy and engaged? This podcast looks at how companies are adapting the workplace to keep employees engaged and productive. Consider it your prescription for change, but the only side effect is happy and productive employees that will help improve performance and profits. Every year, two leading organizations, Fortune and Glassdoor, award companies who rank as employers of choice. Fortune publishes the Best Places to Work For list with the help of Great Place to Work Institute and looks at a variety of things that make a company a great place to work. Specifically, the list defines a great workplace as one where employees trust the people they work for, have pride in the work they do, and enjoy the people they work with. It evaluates relationships between employees and managers in areas like credibility, respect, fairness, pride, and camaraderie. The rankings are divided into categories depending on the size of an organization. In 2013, the top five honors in the large company category went to Google, SAS, CHG Healthcare Services, Boston Consulting Group, and Wegmans Food Market. Companies that are featured on the Best Companies list have the highest levels of trust, strongest evidence of employee engagement, and demonstrate the best applied management practices and programs. Similarly, Glassdoor, an online jobs and career community, publishes a Best Places to Work list that recognizes the top 50 companies based solely on employee input. Rankings are determined using an anonymous employee feedback survey that captures employee feelings on career opportunities, compensation and benefits, work-life balance, and senior leadership. According to Glassdoor, the top five best places to work are Facebook, McKinsey & Company, Riverbed Technology, Bain & Company, and the MD Anderson Cancer Center. Although the top five lists from these two surveys vary, there's a lot of overlap. For example, Google ranks 6th on the Best Places to Work list, while Boston Consulting Group placed 10th. What are some of the things these companies do to get on the list? In short, they promote trust, a work-life balance, and an atmosphere where employees feel valued. They focus on building employee morale and are innovative in how they attract and retain employees. They emphasize things like collaboration and cooperation, and all the warm and fuzzy things that most companies aren't good at communicating. But before we outline the dosage for the best company protocol, let's indulge in an exploration of some of the extras that are provided at companies that make the list. Google is a good place to start. Not only does the company provide perks and benefits, but it also works hard to promote a positive work-life balance. If you work at Google, you have access to 3 wellness centers and a 7-acre sports complex, which includes a roller hockey rink, courts for basketball, bocce, shuffleball, and horseshoe pits. How about a free massage? The company provided 100,000 hours of subsidized massages to employees in 2012. And the perks don't stop there. Employees have free access to whatever is in the overflowing food pantries or cafeterias. In order to encourage employees to pursue professional interests, Google allows employees to devote up to 20% of their work week to a project of choice. In addition, each Friday, company leaders, including Google's co-founders, conduct employee forums and respond to the top 20 most asked questions. With extras like these, it's no wonder that Google has been on the top listings for the past 6 years and counting. Facebook is another company that provides unique benefits designed to help employees balance work with their personal lives. Some of these include free food and transportation, $4,000 in cash for new parents, dry cleaning, daycare reimbursement, and on-site photo processing. Employees also take pride in their work and cite that the opportunity to impact a billion people contributes to a high level of satisfaction. Lori Goller, Facebook's Vice President of People and Recruiting, said, "We strive to make Facebook a place where everyone is able to have an impact doing what they love." Work-life balance is a persistent theme at Employers of Choice. At Boston Consulting Group, if you are working too much, you're issued a red zone report. The idea is to discourage employees from putting in too many hours to promote a greater work-life balance. The company also lets new consultants delay their start date by 6 months and gives them $10,000 to volunteer at a nonprofit. This is a way to encourage employees to pursue their passion and interests outside of the workplace. It's clear that companies that make these lists work hard to foster a fun working environment, too. For instance, the medical staffing firm CHG Healthcare Services offers talent shows, trivia contests, and activities like Dress as Your Favorite President competition. How would you feel about a pub at work? ADG Creative, a communications agency in Maryland, encourages creativity and communication by having a pub complete with beer taps in the middle of the office. There's also a weekly staff breakfast on Mondays and a happy hour every Friday that ends by 4 p.m. Yet there's actually a method to what sounds like madness. According to Jeff Antkowiak, ADG's chief creative officer, people act fundamentally different at a conference table than they do in a pub environment. The idea is to promote low-pressure communication so that employees chat on a regular basis. The list of perks and benefits is endless. Some companies provide additional time off, like every second Friday. Others let employees bring pets to work or provide free pet or child care. Not surprisingly, Starbucks issues free coffee to take home each week to every employee. Meanwhile, SAS stocks the employees' 4 cafeterias with produce from an on-site organic farm. However, don't be fooled by the list of killer perks and benefits, because becoming an employer of choice isn't just about providing fun activities and food. It's a calculated management decision. Ask any of the top companies about why their company made the list, and they will say it's not about the bennies. It's about fostering a culture that is built on trust and collaboration. It's about making employees feel valued and appreciated, and that takes a lot more than just filling the cafeteria with free organic food. In fact, companies like Google adopt defined business strategies and invest tens of millions of dollars every year to keep employees happy. At Facebook, employees have a strong level of trust in their chief executive, Mark Zuckerberg, and cite that as a driver of employee satisfaction. According to Fast Company, employers of choice develop strategies that show employees they are valued and foster trust. Amy Lyman, co-founder of Great Place to Work Institute, echoed this sentiment in her recently authored book, The Trustworthy Leader, Leveraging the Power of Trust to Transform Your Organization. According to Lyman, employee trust and engagement is the number one factor that makes a company desirable. And this is the part that's a challenge, because you can't simply give employees a dose of trust. It's something that is earned and built over time. It also takes a financial and personal investment, and like any other strategy in your organization, it takes commitment and leadership. So what is the prescription for trust? In order to make the cut on any of the best places to work lists, companies have to demonstrate that they cultivate employee trust, camaraderie, and pride. The basic elements that help identify a best place to work on the Fortune list are credibility, fairness, and respect. Each of these elements are evaluated in the relationships between employees and managers. The best places to work are also assessed on how an employee feels about his or her job and the value it provides to the organization. But at the center of it all is trust. Indeed, trust is the factor that employees consistently rate as the most important element to job satisfaction and performance. Research consistently centers on the concept of trust as the most valuable attribute of company culture. In 1991, philanthropist Warren Buffett summarized it well when he said, "Trust is like the air we breathe. When it's present, nobody really notices, but when it's absent, everybody notices." According to the global PR firm Edelman, employees who trust the organization are more inclined to give their all for the business and its customers. A culture of trust helps employees feel connected and committed and drives almost every aspect of their behavior. Yet, according to Edelman's 13th annual Trust Barometer for 2013, only 18% of 38,000 respondents from around the globe trust their business leaders to tell the truth. That translates into a whopping 82% of employees who don't trust their bosses. Moreover, 48% of employees in the U.S. said that a lack of trust in their employer led to their resignation. Indeed, a lack of trust in the office is an infection that seems to be spreading. Since 2009, Interaction Associates has conducted the annual survey, Building Trust in the Business Leaders, and recent data shows that there is a decline in trust across the business spectrum. In fact, in 2012, trust was at its lowest level since the survey began. Only 23% of respondents said that their leadership is consistent, predictable, and transparent, compared to nearly 40% in 2009. So, how can you infuse trust into your organization? According to the Great Place to Work Institute, it isn't really what companies are doing, it's how their leaders are doing it. Successful companies have leaders that create and reinforce trust, pride, and camaraderie in every communication, decision, and interaction. According to Lyman, who interviewed CEOs from the 100 best companies to write her book, The Trustworthy Leader, the best practices of trustworthy and effective leaders have more to do with how things are done rather than any specific practice. It's about showing a genuine interest and sincerity with employees and treating employees with respect. In an interview with Monster.com, Lyman said, "Leaders wanting to be trustworthy do not all need to be charismatic or polished public speakers, yet they do need to be genuinely interested in other people, value their ideas, and have a desire to be of service to them." According to Fast Company, there are three ways that leaders can foster trust in an organization. First, it's important to develop relationships with employees. This can be accomplished by increasing the visibility of leadership and talking to employees on a regular basis. Small gestures like joining a department staff meeting or inviting people to lunch help develop trust, as long as the interactions remain genuine and sincere. When employees feel connected to their managers, it increases engagement and involvement because employees trust that leaders will act in ways that align with their interests. Second, in order to build trust, it's equally important to make sure leadership involves employees in decisions that directly affect them. Simply put, when employees are involved in decision-making, even if they don't have decision-making capabilities, they're more likely to support the decision. For this reason, it's important to involve employees in decision-making processes before a final decision is made in order to obtain buy-in and support. When a company trusts employees to provide feedback and input, they, in turn, trust the process and the leaders driving change. Third, building trust requires leaders to be transparent and consistent in their actions. When employees understand how a decision was made and are privy to the thought processes behind the decision, they're more likely to provide support. For example, in one study, employees who understood the corporate bonus structure and how it was determined were more satisfied with their annual bonus payout than employees that received higher bonus checks. The key is to communicate how and why something is determined so that employees understand the rationale behind it. Great leaders tend to utilize workplace communications to support employees, share information, answer questions, and provide equitable benefits. At Employers of Choice, there are significant resources available to share information across the organization to ensure that everyone is up to date on company activities and opportunities. According to a 2013 report from Working Families, while a culture of trust starts with top leaders, there are also key drivers that build trust throughout the workplace. In the report, Trust, the Key to Building Well-Being and Performance in the Workplace, consultant and researcher Suzanne Jacobs suggests that companies need to foster 8 trust drivers in order to move toward optimal performance. Number 1, belong and connect, or the belief that employees feel part of and connected to their team and organization. Number 2, voice and recognition, or the ability to speak up in a way that allows employees to influence decision-making. Number 3, significance and position. This speaks to the sense that employees have a clear and important role on their team. Number 4, fairness. Fairness describes the understanding that individuals are evenly treated within their team and organization. Number 5, learn and challenge. This describes the opportunity to learn and master new skills and achieve tangible results. Number 6, choice and autonomy, or the sense of control over workplace delivery. Number 7, security and certainty, which describes the sense of predictability and confidence in the workplace environment. And number 8, purpose, which speaks to the understanding of how an individual's role contributes and is aligned to the team and organization's success. Jacobs developed the Jacobs Model of Trust, which emphasizes this approach. It's based on the notion that these 8 key drivers are fed by individual factors related to well-being and perception, including work-life integration, flexible working, workload, communication, leadership, resources, technology, physical environment, reward and performance, and other people strategies. In reality, each of these drivers is a stepping stone toward trust between employees and the corporation. According to Jacobs, quote, understanding how individuals are motivated at work provides not just the gateway to optimal performance, but also an environment where every person can flourish, unquote. By implementing efforts that support key trust drivers, companies can take the first step toward generating a climate of trust. However, building trust in an organization doesn't happen overnight. It takes time to cultivate and nurture and requires leadership support and coaching. How can some of these trust drivers be infused into your organization? Providing flexibility in the workplace is one way to build choice and autonomy. Flexible work alternatives, combined with work-life integration, give employees the feeling of choice and autonomy, which is one of the key drivers of trust. Whether you provide flexible work hours or work-at-home opportunities, when employees feel there are choices available, it increases their trust. Likewise, strategies that provide work-life integration, like on-site childcare, free food, or access to gyms to promote physical wellness, will also contribute to a feeling of autonomy and build trust. Training and development opportunities support the trust drivers as well. Research shows that employees who feel challenged are often more productive. Because the workplace is constantly evolving, it is important to make sure employee skills are regularly updated. This influences the pillar on learning and challenge, and simultaneously increases employee satisfaction while building trust. Providing employees with a voice and ample recognition is another critical pillar. Organizations that put a system in place to allow employees to provide feedback and put ideas forward makes them feel recognized and appreciated. Conversely, if employees do not have a mechanism to share ideas and feedback, they can feel unrecognized and threatened, and that can impact job performance. Defining job roles can help support the pillar of significance and position. When job roles are clearly defined, workers have a clear sense of purpose and are more likely to be engaged and productive. If workers are unsure what their contribution is, they can feel threatened and their performance is negatively impacted. When a company establishes trust in an organization, tangible benefits follow. In 2007, a well-known study from Watson Wyatt Worldwide found that organizations with frontline employees who trusted senior leaders had a 42% higher return on shareholder investment than organizations that had a distrust as the norm. Likewise, the Interaction Associates Survey, Building Trust in Business 2012, finds that there is a clear, explicit connection between companies that achieve strong business results and high ratings in trust, leadership, and collaboration. Overall, high-performing companies are more focused on employee involvement, including the notion of shared responsibility for success as a key driver of business results. Also, high-trust organizations have a strong sense of shared purpose with employees who work together to support that purpose. How can you measure trust or find out how your company measures up? Great Place to Work Institute established a Trust Index employee survey that assesses the culture of an organization and evaluates the atmosphere of trust. The survey measures employee engagement by surveying employee opinions, attitudes, and perceptions on the level of trust between colleagues, management, and employees. The survey collects comments from open-ended questions in order to provide additional insight on the environment and culture surrounding trust. The assessment is easily implemented and can be customized to compare results across work groups, locations, or any demographic within your organization. You can even benchmark survey results against companies of similar size or industry, or compare your rankings to companies that are on the best places to work lists. If you're looking for professional advice on how to become a great place to work, Great Place to Work Institute has several resources that can help. There are conferences, seminars, and webinars offered on how to cultivate trust and build a best place to work company. It also provides access to reports and books and provides a platform to share and access best practices. The organization even provides culture change consulting services and management training. Creating a high trust culture is not an impossible task. Companies should consider using Great Place to Work's workplace culture assessments to gain a better understanding of how the culture of an organization can help it become one of the best places to work. They can be found online at greatplacetowork.com. This podcast has yet to explore the role of compensation when it comes to being an employer of choice. Do you remember the movie Jerry Maguire and the famous scene where Cuba Gooding Jr. told Tom Cruise to show me the money? Although the movie was fictional, the sentiment was applicable to the corporate landscape at that time. For decades, employers thought that employee compensation was the secret ingredient to boosting morale and satisfaction. However, this is no longer the case. As noted by Fast Company, where once the promise of greater pay could quickly restore spirits, workers have grown more immune to its influence. It seems that employees have to come to the conclusion that while it's nice to have money, it's better to have a life. Indeed, if you look at the companies that top the best places to work lists, they're not necessarily the highest paying companies. In fact, none of the top 10 paying companies ranked in the top 10 of the best places to work list. In 2012, the top paying company was Salesforce.com, but it didn't even make the top 50 list of the best places to work that same year. When it comes to pay, Boston Consulting Group was the only company to make the top 10 list for both best places to work and highest paying companies. Likewise, HR packages do not appear to be enticing employees as they once did. As journalist Thomas Stewart from CBS noted, a company is a great place to work or a lousy one, not because of its HR package. The key is whether the total deal it offers employees is consistent with the strategy the company takes to market. Instead of asking for money, employees are looking for life balance. Trying to bribe employees with higher paychecks and bonuses might even have a negative effect. According to an article in Forbes, it is one of the leading reasons employees might leave a job. The article summarizes the 2009 book, Drive, by Daniel Pink, that focused on extrinsic and intrinsic motivators and how they've changed over time. The extrinsic motivators consist of traditional carrot and stick rewards, such as cash bonuses. The intrinsic motivators are internal desires to do good work or create a successful product. In the modern workplace, Pink concludes that the extrinsic system of rewards is often a less effective motivator, but one in which too many managers still rely. According to the article, there's no greater myth in managing a team or company then believing financial compensation is a sufficient incentive to engage and retain top talent and drive high performance. Even worse, it could be one of the top reasons that your best employees end up leaving your organization. CEO of Google, Larry Page, eloquently summarized the benefits of creating a company where employees want to work. He said, "When you treat people well, you get better productivity. Rather than really caring what hours you worked, you care about output. We should continue to innovate in our relationship with our employees and figure out the best things we can do for them. Our people have also been a lot happier and more productive, which is more important." In summary, in order to become an employer of choice, you need to do more than just provide perks and money. You need an injection of trust that is delivered by key leaders in your organization that is supported by a solid foundation. When this is combined with benefits that show employees that the organization truly cares about its people, you're one step closer to a cure for dissatisfaction and disengagement. If you ask WebMD, they'll tell you that happier workers are more productive. That's enough to make an investment in your working environment worthwhile, so that your office is a place where people want to be. The remedy is within your reach. Bypass the doctor's office and write your own prescription for change.
Thanks for listening to this podcast on becoming an employer of choice. Keep on the lookout for our next podcast, Marketing to Baby Boomers. If you enjoyed this podcast and would like to listen to others, please visit our website at 4imprint.com/bluepapers.